We've got to have fuel to run this economy. And there's at least one member of the Washington State Senate in this case who believes that Washington State could play a role in making sure that happens. Senator Simon Sefcik, who's from Whatcom County and represents District 42. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lars. Thanks for having me.
Now, a lot of people might be frustrated. They say, well, there's not much we can do here in America to actually change the fuel picture. I believe that at the federal level, the president has done everything he can to crush the oil industry. But you think there's something that could be done, especially when it comes to the community of Ferndale, where we know that a number of the refineries that Washington State has are located. What have you suggested to Jay Inslee?
Well, Lars, that's exactly right. My suggestion to Jay Inslee, in fact, he even mentioned this in a press conference earlier this week, is that the Washington State refineries can actually play a great role in countering Russian aggression by producing and refining a great oil here in the state of Washington. So I proposed in Olympia here in the legislature a suspension of our state gas tax. You know, we have the eighth highest gas tax in the country. The gas tax suspension has become a hot topic nationally as prices continue to spike during this Ukraine crisis. And it's really not a novel idea, Lars. In fact, six Democratic governors have already asked President Biden to suspend the federal gas tax. And it's something that I think would provide immediate relief to Washington families and those even in lower and middle income categories that are being particularly hit right now by high gas prices in addition to soaring inflation.
Well, and I want to ask you about that before we get back to the refinery question. How about suspending the state gas tax? Because between the state and the federal, my understanding is Washington State, we're paying close to 70 cents to the state and federal government in taxes. If they either gave it a holiday or suspended it indefinitely till further notice, what would the harm be?
I think that's right, Lars. It's about 49 cents alone for the state gas tax here in Washington. You know, the harm that people have proposed when I've brought this idea up, I brought this idea up at the very beginning of session, and the sort of suggestion was that we couldn't fund our transportation priorities. That just isn't the case, Lars. In fact, we could transfer $1.3 billion, which is what my bill did, the general fund to the transportation fund. In other words, we would be able to fund all of our transportation priorities and at the same time give Washington State residents tax relief, suspending the gas tax for the rest of the year, and then, like you mentioned, reassessing perhaps to see if this is something we could do in the long term. But instead, this idea has now been suggested as being a little out of fashion, when I think the news recently has shown that actually this is something that different states are considering and that the federal government's considering. Reportedly, the White House is even considering this as an option on the table. This is something that I think we in Washington should do and can do in order to provide relief to the people of Washington.
Senator Sefcik, just so my audience has a clear picture of this, I've said it this way, but if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. Washington State, just like Oregon as a state government, they're both awash in cash right now, aren't they?
That's right. We have one of the highest surpluses in recent memory.
Okay, so if you've got an excess of cash and you say, well, all we have to do then is if we have transportation needs, we can fund those things, but we can give everybody a tax cut directly at the pump. And the tax cut doesn't come down the road somewhere. It comes right as soon as you pull up to the pumps, right?
That's exactly right, Lars. This would be an opportunity for everybody in Washington to save about 50 cents per gallon of gas here in Washington. But you know, Lars, you've been in this industry long enough to know that that's not how government works oftentimes. There's this suggestion from politicians in Olympia that we have to spend every single penny and every single dollar that ever comes to the Capitol. And I just don't think that's the case.
But Senator, let me throw something at you. I know that your Democrat colleagues don't look at this this way, but maybe your Republican colleagues don't either. But isn't this a form of spending? If you said, let's spend it by giving everybody a tax cut at the gas pump. And frankly, the folks who are the high dollar workers who don't drive for a living, those people would get the lowest cut. And those who are arguably the highest, or the lowest income employees in the state, people who work at service jobs, people who work behind cash registers, people who have to drive as delivery people, those people would all get the greatest share of the cut. So it would already be pre-distributed to the people who need it the most, wouldn't it?
Well, Lars, that's exactly right. And that's something that I've said before, which is that the gas tax is actually extremely regressive in the way that it taxes those that have to drive more or those that are often in middle and lower income categories. So this is a way to provide relief to, as you said, the ones who need it most.
All right. So what's the reception you got from the Democrats? No, we're not even going to consider cutting the tax, are we?
Well, a couple days ago, I suggested this at the end of the session, and the answer that I pretty much got from one of the Democrat senators who spoke against it was, well, we need to go home in a few days, and this would delay us from being able to go home.
What?
And my response has been, certainly, we all want to go home, but I want to be able to go home knowing that I worked as hard as I could to give tax relief to the people who need it the most. And if we need to stay longer to provide people with tax relief, that's absolutely something that we should be willing to do. The bottom line is we're here to serve the people, and I don't think that that argument is a very good response to what I think is a very good idea that's resounding with people all across the country.
Senator, this is one of the problems that citizens have with the way the government operates, even elective government, because if you worked in a business and you had three customers waiting to be served and it came quitting time and you said, boss, it's quitting time, the boss would look at you and say, you leave when you've taken care of the customers in front of you. In this case, elected officials saying, hey, it's time for us to go home. You know, we're done serving the people. I mean, to heck with them as far as I'm concerned.
We have a job to do, and that job doesn't finish just because people want to go home. And this is something I suggested pretty much on day one from when I arrived at the legislature. And at first, people didn't give it reception because they thought that, you know, this wasn't a good way to spend money. And we've seen even more recently in the past weeks how important gas tax relief is for the people of Washington and, quite frankly, the people of America.
Senator Sefcik, 1 minute left in the interview. Tell me this. You've suggested that Jay Inslee could take steps that would actually make sure that Washington State's refineries are producing at maximum capacity. Now, they're private companies, but the government controls a lot of how they operate. What could Jay Inslee do right now that would make sure those refineries are producing at peak levels?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that Governor Inslee could do. I think that the MACTA tax is something that unfortunately is damaging to these refineries oftentimes. And overall, I think what the governor needs to do, as he indicated in his press release, is make Washington State a place that is hospitable to refineries that are ultimately reducing our reliance on other countries. The bottom line is we cannot have our energy dependent on other nations and the whims of other nations for something as important as this. And I think Washington State could be a leader in this area rather than, as we are right now, lagging behind.
Senator Sefcik, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Lars.